Mel B, I'm pretty sure the B stands for bombshell.
Yeah.
So many amazing, so many incredible.
What do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean, Mel B? You just can't stop. I love it when you do an interview because I know there's going to be something that I've never heard before and something incredible that comes out of it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, where do we start this time?
It's you and it's Piers Morgan, and now the world's talking about it. Mel B, what have you admitted happened with you and Jerry?
I didn't actually really admit anything. Oh. I just admitted, you know, we had a little bit of a thing back in the day, and that's it.
So you and Jerry, we used to sort of sleep in the same bed just as a matter of course, but then...
All five of us did. I mean, we were on tour. We had all of our own hotel rooms booked, but we all ended up bunking in together. Right. That's what girls do. Five girls on tour.
Who would you, if you had the choice, who is the best bedmate? If you were like, oh, Bags sharing this double with, was it going to be Posh? Is it going to be Baby? Who are you choosing?
Well, they're all great because we'd all like order room service and just watch movies and just hang out together. We work so hard.
Yeah.
So our downtime, which is very minimal, you know, we wanted to just spend every moment together.
Did anyone fart in the bed?
Because we were on a plane the next day.
Mel, did anyone fart in the bed?
Oh, no. No, ladies
snoring.
Don't do
that. What about snoring?
I think I'm probably the loudest snorer because when I sleep because I don't sleep for that many hours.
Hey, so just going back to this incident, was it a one-off with you and Ginger one time a little something happened or was it ongoing?
Yeah, and I think I said that in my interview. It wasn't like a big deal. Mm. I mean, we've known each other for 20-plus years. It was just one of those things that happened one night. Yeah. And I didn't go into detail about it at all. It's a press. I've taken it onto a whole other level.
Right. A lady
I mean,
never
if you actually read my transcript, yeah. I just say it was like a little thing and we giggled about it the next day and that's that.
Just a bit of touchy-touchy between girls.
Yeah, fair enough. Bit of touchy.
Pardon?
Bit of touchy-touchy between girls. No big thing.
I didn't even say that.
Didn't even say that?
See?
No, I just
know.
Said we had a thing.
We had a thing.
Yeah, but you know, Dale, you've been doing this longer than anyone. You know that if you say we had a thing, the whole world's going to assume that, you know.
Well, not the whole world, and maybe just Piers and now you guys.
Yeah, so it's just us and Piers.
Yeah, that is a category I never thought I'd be in.
I couldn't even speak to your producer earlier because I was actually on the phone with Jerry.
Okay, so what's her reaction been? Is she calling you up like, come on, mate?
No, I mean, I did the interview. Not yesterday, the day before. I landed back from LA yesterday. Hey. But I just texted her and I said, look, you know, I admitted on Piers that we had a little bit of a thing, but don't worry about it. It was all kind of tongue-in-cheek and I didn't go into detail. I said, so don't worry about it. I said, and this was pre your husband, pre your baby, pre one of my babies. Yep. So it's fine.
Yeah. Did she text straight back?
I don't know why I'm making such a big deal about it. Yeah, we had a long conversation. She texted me the night of and then we just spoke at length today. Amongst other things, because we're getting ready for tour right now. So we're doing our singing lessons and our body, you know, getting all our bodies in shape because our stadium's 90,000 people, massive.
Wow.
And our stage is massive.